a biological skin over a
you don't know the quote
cybernetic exoskeleton.
Yeah, okay. You almost got it.
Worst accent
but
ever.
Also your Austrian accent is
basically Swedish.
Yeah, you need it needs work.
I'm a cybernetic organism living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
Jeff, 48 hours from now, a bounty will be placed on your head for $20 million. Everyone will be hunting for you. How do you prepare?
$20 million?
Yeah, that's what the person who authored this on Ask Reddit decided the fee was.
Doesn't seem that much, but...
you think you're worth more?
Yeah, I'm a little hurt by this low ransom.
Okay.
Low price on my head.
I still think it would get a lot of people hunting you.
Is this in like old timey days when 20 million was like a lot?
No.
Oh.
Modern technology.
Ouch.
Modern bounty hunters. What do you do?
Okay. What are my resources like? Do I have like Bruce Wayne money?
No. You have what you have today, right now. What if it happened right this second?
Well, okay. I guess there's only one thing to do in this situation is, Rambo out, go into the woods, wipe mud on my face, like under my eyes, put a bandana on, and just wait in hiding.
You think you could find a secluded enough wooded area that nobody would find you?
No, they'd find me eventually with like dogs or something.
Yeah.
Track my scent.
Yeah. I don't think you could get away from a $20 million bounty. I think it'd be very hard.
It'd be tough. I lack the resources and the sleight of hand.
Are you trying to make a super bad reference? Are you trying to say
no,
steady hand?
No. Okay. I lack the skills and the steady hand as well. All those things.
I thought you just fucked up and said sleight of hand, like a low-rate magician.
Well, you can't deny it would help to be good at sleight of hand when evading.
Would it?
Something.
I'm not sure that that's true.
I don't know. You could steal things from a gas station.
Yeah.
And survive off that without having to pay for things.
Here's my theory about this question. I don't think that you need to do much. I think running away to the wilderness, any kind of wilderness or secluded area, is a bad call. I think you want to go where there's tons of people.
Okay, the hide in plain sight method.
Yeah.
That's always a pretty good bet.
Yeah.
I'd shave my head. I would get
a
face tattoo. Oh, you're right.
A face. Where were you going with that?
Just a face tattoo of another person's face.
Oh, I see.
Or right. just like a Takeshi 6ix9ine type get up. But you're right, that's too much of a peacock.
You could go full hitman and like have a different disguise every day. That might help. You'd have to have a lot of disguises though, because you couldn't repeat things.
Mm-hmm. What always bothered me about the Hitman franchise, which I love by the way, is that like why does everybody's clothes fit him so well?
Because he's a baller. He's hot as fuck. Have you seen that guy?
Yeah, but everybody he's like stealing clothes from is different sizes. They're not all...
Okay, but when a really attractive person puts on clothes, doesn't matter what size they are.
You're right.
They just look great.
True dat.
I do think, though, that you have to find a city. Like, I think maybe we should... Like, if you or I were being hunted, we would have to move to another populous city.
To the whitest city on Earth.
Yeah.
To Blend. Oslo, Norway.
No, you can't go to a foreign country because you stand out there, too, with your accent and your dumb English.
You're right.
Yeah. You have to stay. We have to stay in Canada. We just have to choose... I'm thinking because when the people are sent after you, they're going to like dox you online, right? Like they're going to find out what they can. They'll know that you're from Toronto. So you have to move somewhere.
Okay. Wait, I've got it. We go to the Yukon. We become mountain men.
Like, that could work.
Goat herding men.
That could work. That could work.
I'll need a fake beard.
It has
to be. You can just grow one.
It has to be. I can't grow a good enough beard. I could try. It has to be somewhat populous, though. Because you can't just, like, I don't think you can just appear in the mountains. Like, people around you will figure it out and be like, who's this random guy that just started a goat farm?
Yeah, but they won't know about the bribe or the
bounty
price on my head. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. But then when people come to the town looking for you, because you made some shitty mistake leaving, like, how are you going to get there?
I don't know. I got 48 hours.
You'd have to drive, because people would find plane records, and you can't.
And then they'd find my car, probably track it with GPS.
Yeah.
I'd have to steal a car.
Do you think 20 million is enough to, like, track anybody's phone?
I bet there's some underground hacker that can track a phone, and he'll do it for 20 million.
Yeah.
A share of the 20 million easily.
So you think if you were given 20 million to find someone, you could find them?
Or just somebody that works for the government would exploit their powers.
Do you think the government has the ability to track anybody's phone right now?
Oh, come on.
Don't look at me like it's the dumbest question.
Yeah, probably if the battery's out and it's turned off completely.
So would you do that then? Would you get a burner phone, or
you have to ditch all electronics?
Yeah,
steal a car from the 50s that can't be tracked.
Well, not all cars have GPS in them, do they?
I think they secretly do. Anything made in the last 20 years
has secret GPS.
Secret, if not, like, obvious.
Okay, so what's our plan then? Hours 1 through 6. What are we doing?
Just sharpening knives.
No. You okay?
And then the last hour is like the putting the face paint on.
So, I'm picturing us having the bounty on both of our heads, so we have to like do it together, and I'm like over in the corner like preparing the go bags, and you're just sharpening knives and painting your face.
Yeah.
And I come over to you and I'm like, are you ready to go? And you're just half naked with a painted face and several sharp knives.
I would be ready at that point.
No. Hours 1 to 6, we ditch our phones. We amass the technology that we need, and by technology I mean like stuff like for surviving in the woods, not like computers and things
like sharp knives.
Like sharp knives. We find a car. I think it would be fine to take one of our cars, at least for the first leg of the journey before we found one to steal.
Okay, but we got to put like a microwave in it or something to throw off the satellites.
You're such a conspiracy theorist.
No, we got to cover it in tinfoil.
That's not going to stand out at all.
And ourselves in tinfoil.
We drive north because we can't cross any
borders.
Because
the North Star.
So we have to stay in Ontario for the first bit. We drive north. We cross a provincial border somewhere where there's nobody checking.
That's pretty much everywhere, I think.
Yeah. And then we just keep going north, I think. We just go north until we find somewhere we can settle.
Until it gets too cold.
Yeah. Which I guess would happen pretty quickly in December. Fuck, we're not going to make it, man.
Let's hope this bounty is issued sometime in the warmer months,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But if we're doing it together, honestly, I'm probably just going to make a deal to like give you up for half the money.
Good to know. I think we should pretend it's actually happening.
We should do a trial run of this?
Yeah. Like, let's go.
Okay.
All right.
This next episode will be from an igloo somewhere. Yeah. An undisclosed location.
We have to keep publishing the podcast while we're on the run.
We could become famous for that.
I know, we'd get more listeners for sure. Yeah. You have to listen to this podcast, man. These guys are on the run from bounty hunters.
Every episode could be the last. It's yeah. crazy.
Yeah. Maybe we should just start a fiction podcast about this scenario.
What does it take to actually get a bounty on your head these days?
I mean, you could just offer the bounty.
on yourself.
yeah. I mean, I don't have 20 million, exciting. But like nobody needs to know that. Going in.
Okay.
How do bounty hunters have proof that they'll get paid? Or do they?
I don't know. I haven't watched enough episodes of Dog.
Have you watched any episodes of Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Oh, yeah.
How does
he... It's more of a clip thing, though. I don't know if I've watched full episodes, but I've definitely seen lots of clips of Dog.
How does his business work? How would you get away from him?
There's no getting away from the dog. the big bad dog. but no, I think the bounties come from some sort of like law authority.
Right. But what does he do to track him down? Do you know?
He's crazy, man. He's the dog. He fucking puts feelers out. He calls girlfriends. He calls your mom. He calls your friggin' parole officer.
I think we could get away from Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Obviously. Have you seen the people he hunts down? They're they're mostly operating on half to a quarter of a brain.
What is he doing these days? Do you think he needs money bad enough to join our podcast and hunt us?
He's got his own podcast. I heard it's good.
Maybe we should hit him up for some sort of cross promotion and see if he'll hunt us.
Yeah, I'd have Dog on.
I want to do like a 10-episode miniseries on Dog the Bounty Hunter trying to find you and I.
I love this idea.
Yeah.
It's going to be disappointing when he gets us in the first episode, though.
the other 9 are just us chatting about
how wow, you really got us.
at it. He's like, you guys didn't go anywhere.
Wow, you really do this for a living, don't you, dog?
yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what my plan would be, but I think it'd be very different from yours. I think I'd spend a lot less time sharpening knives and a lot more time on the road.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Space Heaters. Keeping your tootsies warm. So, I was looking into using Propecia to grow a beard.
Isn't that for acne?
No, it's for...
What Propecia. Am I thinking of?
Oh, wait. No, Rogaine. That's what I'm... Restart the episode.
No. We're leaving that shit in.
no, it's the same thing, I think. Propecia and Rogaine are both for hair growth.
Oh, okay.
But it was Rogaine specifically that I was
right. Okay.
Researching for beard growth.
Right.
Apparently there's like the chemical in Rogaine. Rogaine is just like a branded version of a certain chemical that is also available in like a topical cream.
Right.
Which you can rub on your face.
Yeah.
So apparently it takes like a full year of doing it for 4 hours a day.
Wait, what? 4 hours?
That's what this particular like walkthrough recommended, was that you have to wash your face, put the cream on, and let it dry and sit for 4 hours before rinsing it off. I don't know if it's like colored and people can tell that it's on your face, but
oh my god,
that was the daily regimen.
That's insane.
That's so insane.
I mean,
I'm almost willing to do it.
I was gonna say. How close are you? Yeah, that's...
Like, if it was that for, like, 3 months, I'd probably try it. But a full year is
Even if it was like a visible cream and you had to be in hiding for those 4 hours?
It's like a bright green opaque gel.
Like, even if it's not that, like, even if it's just white cream, you can't just go out like sunscreen. With a cream face.
No.
So you would be willing to do that for 3 months?
I guess you could do it in the evenings.
Is that the question, by the way? What would you do to grow a beard?
No. Because you can't relate.
I can't grow a beard. It's not a real beard.
You're a lot further along than I am.
Yeah.
But the question is, what beards are cool?
I must admit, I kind of liked what would you do to grow a beard better, but what beards are cool?
Okay, well, do you want to quickly answer what you would do? Like, to have like a full, like,
I would consider your cream, 4 hours of cream for 3 months to make my beard better.
Okay, only 3 months though. You wouldn't do the full year.
Three months seems like a good max for that kind of commitment.
And they said even like, well, like the thing with Rogaine is like, you're supposed to start taking it before you start losing hair, and then you keep taking it to keep the hair you have. Yeah. So it's like, it's potentially not even over after a year. Like, you could be rubbing cream into your face forever.
Can't you just take like testosterone or something? Isn't that what promotes hair growth?
So here's what I found out through this little piece of research relating to testosterone.
Yeah.
There's a type of testosterone. I want to say it's called like dihydrotestosterone or something like that.
Okay.
Obvious bro science podcast.
Yeah.
But basically, when you have low levels of this type of testosterone, your head hair stays.
It's yes.
When you get larger amounts of this, your head hair falls out and your body hair grows more.
Right.
So one of the supplementations to using this face cream that I was reading about is that you should do other things to like bring up your levels of whatever testosterone. Yeah. And but you should know that you're going to be sacrificing head hairs along the way as you do this.
Yeah, see, like that's not worth it to me.
So I told Naomi about this and she's like, "Don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all."
Yeah.
I was like, "Wow. You feel very strongly about this and different than I do."
Head hair is much worse than not being able to grow a beard, don't you think?
Is it? I don't know, man. Maybe I have like a skewed perspective because I wanted to be
so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have so much head hair. Like I'd be fine thinning it out a little bit up there.
No, I don't think you would. As soon as it started or starts, if it does happen to you, you're like, yeah, I don't know. Like my crown it feels like it might be getting thinner sometimes, and that freaks me out. Like I'm okay with not having a full beard, or at least not any better than it is right now, which like now I can't grow like a lumberjack beard. Like maybe if I really stuck with it but like it'll be shitty for months before it turns into anything good. So but I would still rather have that and have my full head of hair than thinning hair on top and a great beard. I think some people look awesome with a bald head and a full beard. I don't think I'm one of them.
Well, it's the best time historically if you're going to go bald. Like things are only getting better for bald guys.
Are they? What's good about
it? I just feel like it's more fashionable than ever to be bald.
Right. Yeah, that's probably fair.
Or just have a short brush cut.
Right. Yeah. But still, I think if, as soon as you started going bald in any way, you would jump right on the nope train.
Well, okay. If I started to bald from the crown, I think that's so much worse than the receding hairline. So
yes, I agree.
That would scare me off faster.
Yeah. This is an interesting question though, and the whole baldness thing is interesting because I think that it's a more important problem to men than people realize. Like people do crazy things to keep their hair.
Oh yeah. Insane things like pulling other hairs out from the back, like hair transplants.
And I think if I was going bald, I would sympathize, you know, like I don't want to be bald at all. I don't think I would look good bald. I don't have the head for it.
I don't. Neither do I. I would not look good bald, but I honestly feel like I would be so far from like intervening to save my head hair.
Really?
Like,
what would it take before you started doing something?
Like,
about
I would. I would rather have it, but it doesn't mean enough to me that I would like change my life to keep it.
But your desire for a beard is stronger than that.
It's definitely my desire to gain a beard definitely outweighs my desire to keep my head hair.
All right. So if the question was a genie with no, I know we've talked a lot about genies on this show.
Well, they are pretty integral for a lot of our questions.
A genie with no bad intentions, so he'll just do your wish, said.
I'm already suspicious. Okay.
What I'm getting at is, would you swap your head hair for a beard?
I don't think I'd swap it outright because, like, I like it for warmth. I like it. I like it just to like cover up from the sun.
Right.
But I don't know. I might go like 50-50 if I could like choose the individual ratio, hairs and pull them out like evenly and put them all on my face. I definitely would.
What if it was like you get a crown, an empty crown, but you get a full beard? it's like 2 or 3 inches in diameter, but it's fully bald.
But I have like awesome, like
the
flowing,
rest of the hair is great.
Flowing front piece here that I can comb back over it.
Yep, you're okay. Full head of hair otherwise, and you have a great beard.
Oh man, I might do it.
I might as well.
But
I don't know though.
But, oh man, I'd be rocking that beard so hard that you'd never look at my bald spot.
You're pretty tall, though. Like, that factors in, I think.
That's true. Less people can see.
You just can't go to, like, the Netherlands anymore.
Yeah. Well, the guys will know.
Yeah.
I guess the girls are pretty tall.
The girls are pretty tall there, too, yeah. I think it might be more worth it for you, because you've got a couple inches on most people, so.
Yeah.
Plus, you wear like a toque in the winter, and
that's true. I'll probably start going bald from the toque. Actually, I hear that's really bad for your hair.
Really, is that how that works?
Naomi made me take a shower the other day because my hair stunk.
That's nothing to do with baldness. You just
no. It's dirty. The toque. I mean,
oh,
gross ass toque I'm always wearing.
You're just a dirty person.
Yeah.
That's really funny. What did she say? Like, how did this come about?
She's like, what stinks? We're lying in bed. She's like, what is that smell? Is it the dog? Is it the dog's breath?
Oh, wow.
And then she smelled my head. She's like, oh, you need to take a shower.
She thought that your hair was a dog's breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. I should join a ska band.
How long had it been since you washed your hair at that point?
Well, like, I shower regularly, but I normally don't use any like hair product. Like, yeah. I use Head and Shoulders like really sparingly, like maybe every couple weeks.
I do sort of the same thing, because every time I wash my hair, it's just like super poofy for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't seem healthy. Maybe we're just using too strong of a shampoo or something.
Yeah. Well, shampoos are like horrible for you.
Yeah.
And you're naturally not supposed to wash your hair at all, obviously. But we're not ready to deal with
until
full nature.
It smells as bad as your dog's breath.
Exactly.
I think that's a fair time to wash your hair.
Well, that's the society we live in. 200 years ago, I would have been the best smelling dude in the village.
Yeah.